Now's a time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines, and it is Tuesday, the 23rd of August. We welcome you to the broadcast today. And if this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. And that is on any platform that you may be listening that has the capability of commenting, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, or even on if you're watching by the app, whatever the case may be, we welcome you today. And again, I'm your host, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero. And today we've got an interesting topic that we're going to talk about today. And this is going to be another topic that is going to be some material for those who will, when we start shaking and rocking the boat of tradition, you're going to start getting attacks from individuals. So we're going to give them some more material today on our topic. Before we get started, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to invite you to do that. Again, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. If you're watching, listening, get it on your Apple store, your Android store. It's End Time Headlines. Just download the free app. Hit yes to push notifications. Get our app into your hands today. When you hit that yes to push notifications, you'll be notified of every headline and every new podcast that we get that day or that we upload that day. So you don't want to miss that. We want to encourage you to do that. So today, this is a question that I have been asked often. Often I have been asked this question over 22 years of ministry. And I honestly, once again, I'm blown away by the answers that people give for this because it is plain in scripture. And I'm going to show you that today. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, we're going to reveal to you denominational traditions that have taught something totally contrary to what the scripture actually says on this. So here's the topic, ready for you guys listening by podcast. What does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Now you're going to see, even here on Facebook Live, you're going to be, here is the one answer that we get all the time when we ask this question, what does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? This is the answer that you get more than any other answer. And it's the wrong answer. It's not biblical. And that is this. Ready? To blaspheme the Holy Spirit means to reject the gospel or reject Christ. That's what they'll say is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And that is not the answer. That is not true. And that is not biblical. And now look, I know you're mad. I know you're fuming and I've ruffled your feathers and I'm going to ask you to please don't change the channel because that's what happens. As soon as I say that, I'm out of here. And they turn the channel, they're unfollowing and they don't listen to anything. If you're willing to calm down, take a deep breath. And I promise you, I've only got 2 pages of notes, so we're not going to keep you long today, but I'm going to show you scriptural proof of what the blaspheme the Holy Spirit actually is. So let's, enough of that. Let's get started. Luke chapter 12. If you've got a Bible, open it up with me and follow along with me. If you don't, that's fine. We're going to pull it up on the screen here. Here it is. Luke chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. Luke 12, 8 through 10. Now, one of the laws of interpretation of scripture is the law of first mention. So you have to go back to where this was first mentioned, and it's in the New Testament. And here is one of two passages where it's mentioned. Ready? Luke 12, 8 through 10. See, we've got people already answering, and it's the wrong answer. Here it is. Also, I say unto you, whoever confesses me, that's Christ, before men, him, the Son of Man, also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. Now, I know some of y'all is like, well, right there, that's the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. No, let's just read on. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, I said speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven of him. Now look at the next verse. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Let me say that one more time. To him or her who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. So now the question is, well, Brother Ricky, what does the word blaspheme mean? I'm glad you asked. The word blasphemy or blaspheme actually comes from the Greek word blasphemia. And here's what it means. And I put it up on the screen so you could take notes. To slander, to accuse, or to speak against. I want you to write down, underline, and say it with me. To speak against, because this is all going to come into play on this lesson today. To slander, to accuse, and to speak against, watch this, using insulting or derogatory words with the intent or the purpose to injure or harm one's reputation. Now, let me go back up. Now, look, I'm going to stay on these scriptures so you could see me over here in this little bitty box up to the right, but I'm still here. You just hear my voice because we're going to go back and forth because I'm going to make sure you see this. Let's go back to Luke 12, 8 through 10. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, that's Yeshua, that's Jesus, that's the Son of God, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes, to him who slanders, accuses, speaks against, and an insulting or derogatory word with the purpose or intent to bring injury or harms one's reputation. If one does this against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. All right. Now let's peel another layer of this onion, shall we? Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Matthew 12, I'm going to give you time to turn there. Matthew 12, 22 through 37. Then one was brought to him who was demon possessed. This is Jesus. Somebody brought a demon possessed individual to Christ. He was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Somebody say he was demon possessed. Somebody say he was healed by Jesus. Verse 23. And the multitudes were amazed and said, quote, could this be the Son of David? Now there's two. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to pull the screen back. I'm going to come back. I promise. There's something I need to point out here. There was a miracle and an exorcism that took place. There was a young boy who was demon possessed and it was a spirit of infirmity that caused him both to be mute and to be deaf. And Jesus cast the devil out of him and he was healed. That's exhibit A. Exhibit B was there was two groups of individuals that were present and you had two different responses. Oh, this is so good today. The first group was the multitudes. These were the common folk. These were not the religious crowd. These were the uneducated, the fishermen, the people that worked in the marketplace, the traders and the silversmith and the common folks. These individuals, watch this, observed a miracle and an exorcism that took place, and they were amazed, and they attributed it to, could this be the one whom was prophesied, who is to be the son of David, the son of man, the son of God? But then there was another group of individuals that also witnessed the same miracle, the exorcism and the healing. And they responded totally different than the multitudes. Ready? Let me show you how they responded. Matthew 12, watch this, 24. You still with me, or do you get offended and you leave? Matthew 12, 24. Now, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, quote, this fellow, speaking of Jesus, does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Stop. They just accused Jesus, who cast out a devil out of a demon-possessed man and healed the man, they accused him of doing it through the work of Satan. Number two, they even accused him of doing it by the work of Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. Let me tell you a little bit more about Beelzebub. Beelzebub was the name of a demonic fly who is also known as the Lord of the Flies. That's what Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. The God of the Philistine city of Ekron, a Canaanite God, the Jews would mock idols by giving them repulsive names. Let me say that again. The Jews, in the day that this was written in that culture, they would mock idols by giving them repulsive, slanderous names. One common name given was Zebel, Z-E-B-E-L, Zebel, meaning dung or dunghill. So when the religious leaders of Jesus' day looked at him and accused him of working through the power of Satan, and called him Beelzebub. Oh, I'm telling you, we're stirring up devils right now. I'm telling you, devils will manifest on Facebook. They'll manifest on YouTube. They will manifest when we get into this message, because we're exposing demons and devils right now. So when these religious Pharisees accused Jesus of casting out devils in the, through the work of Satan and Beelzebub, watch this. This was a great insult against Jesus. Oh, you're not hearing me. Let me take you back and show you what blasphemy means again. Quote, to slander, to accuse, and speak against in an insulting or derogatory word with the purpose or intent to injure his or her reputation. The come on somebody, I'm gonna stir up some devils today in Jesus' name. I'm trying to tell you, religious people, they get so angry, they get spitty mad, and these Pharisees, they didn't care if people got healed, they didn't care if people got delivered, they didn't care if people got raised from the dead, they didn't care if there was miracles, signs, and wonders. They were so irate because Jesus was taking all the attention. Jesus was driving people out of their synagogues. Jesus was wrecking, come on, their traditions of men. He was turning tables upside down. He was running off the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the teachers of the law. He was calling them dead man's bones and sepulchers full of these dead man's bones. Come on, plucked up twice and dead from the roots. He was stealing the limelight. He was stealing all the attention, and they were more concerned about their reputation and their power and their authority that they had, that they would even go so far as to, come on, to insult and hurl insults at the Son of Man. But what these people did not realize is that Jesus was speaking through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when these religious leaders of his day were speaking against and railing against and insulting the work of Jesus, they were speaking against the Holy Spirit, and they were blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't believe that because my church taught me and my pastor taught me to blaspheme the Holy Ghost means to reject Jesus and reject the gospel. Well, let's go on and read a little bit more. If I promise you, if you'll calm down and just hang in there with me, we're gonna show you. So let's go up here. Now we're gonna go on to verse 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Watch this. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Verse 27. And if I cast out demons, Jesus speaking, by Beelzebub. Oh, I love what he says here. Then who do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. You know why he said that? Because he was looking at a bunch of religious Pharisees and Sadducees whom Jesus said on the outside, they looked holy and they look righteous and they presented themselves to be this way in the display of the public eye to men. But he says inside they were rotten to the bones. They were full of envy and pride and arrogance and self-righteousness. And he said that they travel land and sea to make one convert and make them more of the son of devil than they are. And that's why he said that. So he's saying to them, if you're going to accuse me of casting out devils in the name of Beelzebub, let me ask you something, because there was exorcism in those days. You realize that, right? But nowhere on the level of authority that they saw when Jesus came along, because they were perplexed and they were amazed. And they said, how in the world can this man just speak with such authority that he can even speak and the devils tremble? He can even speak and devils come out. He went to the Gadarenes and stepped out of the boat and he didn't even have to say anything. He stepped his foot on the Gadarenes and on the land. And there was a man that was demon possessed with 2,000 demons, and they spoke out and said, Son of God, why have you come to torment us before our time? No one in all of history had ever seen a man that possessed this authority, that he could forgive men of their sins and he could exorcise devils with just speaking the word only. And therefore, because it challenged their doctrine and it challenged their tradition, it automatically had to be marked off and wrote off as the work of Satan. Now, I'm going to bring it home to you in just a minute. So just hang in there for a minute. I'm going to come knocking at your door in just a second. All right, let's read on. Now we're going to get to the good part, and we're almost done. We're in Matthew 12, 28. He goes on. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, how's he casting them out? Somebody talk to me. Jesus is casting out demons by what? The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Listen to this. Surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. In other words, he's telling them what you're seeing right here before your eyes is the Holy Spirit in operation, and the kingdom has come upon you and is doing the work of the Father. Listen to verse 29. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? And listen to this. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Listen to verse 31. You guys on podcast, on Apple, Spotify, You guys that are watching this, I've underlined, I've highlighted. I don't know how much more plain I can make the scripture. Verse 31. All this is in context. He's still in conversation, right? Verse 31. Therefore, again, proper hermeneutics, proper interpretation of scripture. I can't say therefore unless I point to you first to wherefore. The wherefore is everything we just spoke about. Then he goes, therefore, verse 31, I say to you, who? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers of the law, the ones who were speaking against the work of God and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy, we've already went over that, will be forgiven of men. But the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. And I want to say this. I don't care if your name got in the Lamb's Book of Life 30 years ago. This is the message that I got all Hades over. When I start preaching like this, people get really mad. 30 years ago, you got saved, and then you got caught up in the wrong group or the wrong denomination or the wrong church or whatever, and they got people behind the pulpit that starts blaspheming the Holy Ghost, and then you willfully begin to do this. The Bible says, listen to this. He who blasphemes against the Spirit will not be forgiven. You will not make it to heaven. Is that any more plain? Let me read on. Verse 32. Anyone, now he elaborates a little bit more. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. Now look at this. Underline this. Highlight this right here. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, I'm going to say it three times. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit. Come on, one more time. I'm going to get this in your brain, in your spirit. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven of him either in this age or in the age to come, meaning you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you're done. I don't care what your pastor taught you or your denomination. I know we've got denominations and preachers and teachers and organizations that teach you that you can get saved 30 years ago and do whatever you want to do. You can take the mark of the beast, you're still going to heaven. You can blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you're still going to heaven. Nope. And let me get over here. You say, well, you sound like you're fired up. I am. I'm not mad at anybody. What I'm doing is toppling denominational traditions of men. I'm sick of people parroting stuff because somebody told them that, instead of digging in the scriptures and finding out for yourself what it really says. So having said that, let me show you this again. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, again, the word to blasphemy is to slander, accuse, and speak against with insulting, derogatory words. I'm going to bring it home. That means you open your mouth and you speak slander and speak against something. Now we know according to scripture here, it says whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven of him. So we have three takeaways, and then we're going to close this podcast. Listen, share this with people. Invite them into this broadcast here on Facebook Live. I'm telling you, we are toppling traditions of men. Number one, we have affirmed here through scripture. If people want to argue, and they will, even though we've showed it clearly in scripture, they'll still hold to that tradition and they'll say that this is not what it means. When it clearly does, they don't care. They'll still hold to this. Number one, the scripture clearly tells us what this means. And we'll elaborate in just a second. Number two, watch this. If rejecting Christ was the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, can I tell you the truth? Many of us, including you and I, would have never had a second chance to even receive salvation. I couldn't tell you how many times I went to church before the year 2000. I went with my aunt, my uncle, and I heard the gospel preach, and they gave an invitation to go to the altar, and I didn't receive it. I didn't respond to it. Now, according to your tradition, I just blasphemed the Holy Ghost because I rejected Christ. But that's not true. We just cleared that up. It's not scriptural. It's tradition of men. Number three, you will discover the main proponents that hold to this tradition of blaspheming the Holy Ghost, being rejecting Christ and not adhering to the scriptural truth of this, watch this, are predominantly sensationist. Now, these are the individuals who believe, they've been taught to believe that the working of miracles, healings, all the signs, wonders, miracles, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Spirit, all of that, they have been led to believe a lie. And that is that all this was done away with in the 4th and 5th century by the last apostle John. Therefore, watch this. Let me just read my notes here. Those who hold to the cessationalism will be the first to refute this. They'll be the first to refute this, even though it is clear in scripture. And that is because they have been taught that any signs, wonders, healings, or miracles, including the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, have all ceased in operation. Watch this. Listen to me real carefully. Therefore, they will attribute the operation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the working of the Spirit of God today through healing, signs, wonders, and miracles. They will contribute this to the work of emotionalism, or even more dangerous, the operation of Satan himself. Now listen, there is one of the leading pipers of this belief has all of his followers, and he's even got a book out there on the shelf, and he consistently teaches, preaches, and he even has conferences sitting around trashing, bashing anyone who believes in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the gifts are still today, and that God still heals, and God still performs miracles, and God still does this today. Therefore, watch this. He attributes this to the working of Satan. So now I'm going to come knocking on your door. Listen to me. Based on the revelation that I just shared with you, and based on the responses that I see in the comments on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and all these other social media, because I'm telling you, they'll get on there, and you will have a sister that went to a service, and she was dying of cancer and got healed. Or she had kidney failure and God healed her, or someone who got a miracle, someone got healed, someone got baptized, Holy Ghost. And these people are belligerent. They're vicious. And they get on there on their keyboards and they begin to slander. They begin to accuse them and they begin to call them. Come on. They begin to attribute their miracle, their healing, their breakthrough, the thing that they've been believing God for, as the work of Satan. Now, I'm going to tell you, let me give you this warning. First of all, I've said before, I am not about followers. I don't care if we lose half of our followers over what I'm teaching you today. I don't care. I've never been in this for followers. I've been in this for the truth of the Word of God. So having said that, if you get on on our social media site, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, any of these, and you, if I see you blaspheming the Holy Spirit, the working of God, the working of the Spirit of God through men and women of God today, and you call it the work of Satan or anything in that manner, we remove you from the site. And you say, well, that's kind of harsh. Listen, I'm doing you a favor, friend. Because I'm hoping you'll listen to what this message is saying today. And listen, and you say, and here's the argument I always get to. Well, there's all these false prophets and teachers out there, and they will say that every miracle's false, every healing's false, everyone who speaks in tongues is of the devil, and it's gibberish, and it's garbage, and it's not of God. That, listen, friend, you either ignorantly or willingly, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And I'm afraid for you. I fear for you on the day of judgment. Because listen, God can keep you on the clock and you'll never get paid. Now, let me give you that interpretation of what I'm saying to you. You'll just go about and thinking you're still doing God's work, and then you're going to stand before God and he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And you're going to ask, why? And he's going to open up his word and he's going to say, I warned you not to blaspheme the work of God and call it the work of Satan. Listen, and I know people's going to email me, well, what about those false prophets? Listen, here's how you identify the false prophets. Jesus made it clear. You'll know them by their fruits. I'm not trying to tell you, I'm not saying to be stupid and to be unwise and not be discerning. My God, the book of John says, discern the spirits, try the spirits to see whether of the God. He gives you instructions on how to be able to distinguish the spirit of God versus a false spirit, a demonic spirit. Watch the fruit, look for the fruit. But if your basis of your accusation is because you've been taught that the gifts are not here today, that the Spirit of God doesn't move today, that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not for today, that miracles have ceased, healing has ceased, my friend, please, I implore you to get into the Word and stop just accepting something just because somebody said it. Listen, everything I'm telling you today, go search the Scriptures and see if it's true. I showed you the Scriptures. I showed you the Greek word and the context in which it's said. And I'm telling you, I'm going to echo the words of Jesus today. And he said, any sin that is committed by men shall be forgiven. But and even those who speak against the Son of Man, it can be forgiven. But if you blaspheme, speak slanderous against, accuse, falsely rail against the work of the Holy Spirit, calling it the work of Satan, you, my friend, are in danger of sealing your fate for eternity because you will blaspheme the Holy Ghost. So again, endtimeheadlines.org. I told you I wasn't going to keep you long today. I want to make this short and straight to the point. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, please share this, guys. People need to know the truth. That we need to get it out there. People need to be equipped with this. I fear for so many people. And listen, we're going to touch on cessationism on Friday, because I know some people are like, I keep hearing this word. What does it mean? We're going to dig into cessationism on Friday, and I'm going to show you some stuff out of there. We're going to dig a deep study on that on Friday. So be watching for that, because that goes hand in hand. Cessationism and blasphemy in the Holy Ghost are like sisters and brothers. They connect right together with that doctrine. So endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's our landing page. That's where you can subscribe and all that, and keep up with this. Again, don't forget to download our free app. It is available on both Apple and Android for you guys that wish to get that. And as always, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry has blessed you, it has equipped you, it's informed you on a weekly basis, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that with a gift of any amount, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. We don't manipulate you. We don't twist your arms. We don't come up with a bunch of goofy stuff that I see all this manipulation, all that. We don't do that here. Everything's free. Our ministry is free. Our app is free. Our subscription base is free. The messages are free. Everything is free. We just ask that as the Lord leads you and speaks to you, we pray that you'd be obedient, and you pray about becoming a partner of our ministry. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, right there, easily done at the bottom. Click on the heart right there where it says donate, or you can give through the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, or through check or money order. And that's at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia. Sorry, 30655. So as always, thank you guys. We appreciate you coming on here today to be a part of this equipping message today on what is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. We're going to sign out for today. We'll be back. We're going to take off tomorrow, which is Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday with a prophetic viewpoint message. I got some stuff I want to talk about, some stuff that are happening around the world. We're going to talk about that as a point of discussion. Then we'll come back on Friday to close out this week of podcast with what is sensationalism and why it's a dangerous doctrine. So we can't wait to be with you guys, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys again on Thursday. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.